Hello and welcome to Girl by Cassandra. Please excuse me, I'm a little stopped up and I am laying in bed at 4:57 a.m. My alarm is set for 6 o'clock. I've been awake for about an hour and a half. And, you know, the thing about this day and age is that when you wake up in the middle of the night to tinkle and get water, you have the option of picking up your phone and being entertained. So that's what happened. And I'm really not tired. Like, I went to bed at a decent hour, so I'm wide awake. Anyway, it's been a while since I recorded a podcast. And so I wanted to record today because I believe in being efficient and effective with your time. And I want to talk to you guys about something. So yesterday, I was venting about work. I love my job, but there's things to talk about. So I started talking with a friend and colleague, and I used this analogy that a woman at my job decided, okay, this is an analogy. Let me just preface it by that. So basically, she had an idea and she put her idea out into the world, right? This is my idea. We should do this. And people made way for that to happen. And then she abandoned her idea and others were left to bring the idea to fruition. And this is a trend that this woman has. Yeah, it's a trend, and I've noticed that it's a trend. And so yesterday, I just used the example or the analogy of someone deciding to get pregnant, getting pregnant, and then forcing someone to be their surrogate. And this analogy came because that's how my mind works. Like, I just try to break down things a little bit and it makes complete sense to me. I'll talk more about why it makes sense if it doesn't immediately make sense to you. But Gabrielle Union just had a baby and her and Dwayne Wade used a surrogate. So that was fresh on my mind, which is, I think, why that analogy came about. But, you know, being pregnant or getting pregnant, from what I hear, I don't know personally, is amazing. Extremely personal, spiritual, and what's the other word? It's personal. Like, it's personal. And we're talking about, you know, a pregnancy that is decided upon and warranted and wanted and all of that. Like, it is something, for this analogy, that a person decides to do. And takes the necessary actions to make happen. And I think that we have to be careful when we dream or when we have ideas and we put them out to others. We have ambitions, we have desires, and then we abandon our babies before they're even brought to full term. I think that really is something that we all can think about. Ambitions that we've decided to begin, but we are putting on others to make happen. Right? So I'll take my debt freedom as an example because you all have heard me talk about it before. So I decided enough is enough. I'm getting out of debt. A couple years ago. And so it would be crazy if I made that decision and set up my monthly payments, but then I attached them to someone else's account and made them pay my debt off. You know, it's like, what work am I doing? Did I really want that? Am I invested in it? Am I taking ownership? Is that really my baby anymore? If someone else is footing the bill, someone else is carrying it to full term. I don't think so. I'll use another example, weight loss. So about a year ago, this is how I talk to myself. Like, I'm a teacher, and I feel that I am a strict teacher, and I am a no-nonsense teacher, and it's, I think it throws my students off a little bit because I'm young, and I look younger than I am, because I'm short, because I'm small, and I think the assumption is that I'm a new teacher, I'm a pushover, I'm super gentle, and that's just not the case, and so I say that to say that I talk pretty directly to really to everyone, but especially to my students, because I need them to get this information. I feel like that's my job. That's my calling. That's what I am in their lives to do, to love them and to build relationships as well. But I really don't have the beat around the bush spirit on me. I have the let's get it done spirit. So I'm the same way towards myself. And a year ago, I said to myself, you know what? You are consistently working out. You're eating okay. Like, it could be better. And you are not losing this weight. So 2.5-3 years ago, I gained weight. I know what I gained the weight from. I know how I gained the weight. If you need any help with gaining weight, I can let you know how to do it. Step one, change jobs hastily. Step two, choose a terrible job. Step three, have that job be about an hour commute with good traffic. Step four, get so sad and depressed and full of regret that you stop at Shipley's Donuts every morning for 1 to 2 glazed donuts with a coffee or Coke. Step five, on your way home from work, stop at Shipley's again for the same order. Step six, also stop at Cane's Chicken for their 3-finger meal with extra sauce and a Coca-Cola. Step six. Oh, it comes with bread too. Don't forget the bread. Extra toast is okay. Step six. Go home. Get in bed. Finish eating your food and go to sleep. Step seven. Wake up and repeat. Do that for a solid 2 months and you will gain 10 to 15 to 20 pounds, which I did. I feel like I probably gained 10. Anyway, I gained weight and I couldn't help myself. I knew I should go to the grocery store and get salad. I knew during that period of time, like, this is hormonal. This is depression. You know, this is circumstantial. Like, go get salad. Get salad. Get fruit. Like, overeat, but overeat on good things. But I was stubborn and I was sad and I was eating my pain, I guess you could say. I just knew I needed to eat. I was hungry, and those were the things that filled me up, and it also made me super sleepy and probably affected my mood. Anyway, so a year ago, February is when I officially made a decision. I said to myself, Cassandra, girl, look at you. You're beautiful, right? This was not a self-esteem issue at all. This was a, you don't look like yourself. Like, your arms are bigger than they've been since 2008. Because 2008, I visited South Africa in a study abroad experience, and my hormone levels were off. My thyroid was out of whack, and again, I was eating half a dozen donuts. They cost me $1 and they were delicious. I was eating Tempo bars, which you can get at the convenience store, the grocery store, or whatever. I had learned how to make crepes, and Nutella was my jam. Like, oh, and bananas, Nutella, jam. I also learned about peanut butter and honey sandwiches because I taught and worked at a local township, and the people who were living in poverty, that's what they ate to keep them full. and the kids would bring it for lunch, or they'd be served it for lunch, and those sandwiches looked good. And so I started making them for myself. And here's the thing about me and food. I generally eat pretty well, but when I find things that like make me feel good, I can tend to become addicted very easily, like have it every day just because it's good. And I could have it in moderation, but I mean, anything that you're doing every day, and especially if it's not healthy and you're doing it every day, like it becomes a problem. So I tell you this long drawn out story to tell you that in 2008, I gained a whole lot of weight. I came back to the U.S. and my family was so, so gracious. They didn't talk about my weight. They didn't tell me anything negative. I mean, you could see, I gained, again, probably 10 to 20 pounds. And I was my heaviest I had ever been in life. In life. And there are pictures to just, you know, to show you what that looks like. Follow me at Girl by Cassandra. It's on my Facebook page, but whatever. You have to really, really dig. But yeah, I was heavy in these streets. South Africa fattened me up. I found comfort food, which we usually do, right? And we need some comforting. I was in a new country, experiencing a new culture. I was away from family. I met some really great people. But food became what I clung onto. Anyway, I gained the weight. So fast forward last year, let me get back to my story. And I gained weight again. And in February, I was like, look, girl, look at you. And I just stood there. And I was like, okay, so you're eating well, you're working out, and it's not working. Like, it's not, you're healthy, but it you don't look like yourself. Like, this is not how we look. This is not how we look. I didn't recognize myself, really. I was like, this is not, I'm not ever, I've never been, except for in 2008, this heavy, and it doesn't look like me. It doesn't feel like me. I'm not comfortable at this weight. Like, I like a little belly shirt, just like the next person. I'm used to my arms being chiseled. Weight will never keep me from wearing the dresses and the skirts that I want. I like shorter, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I have nice legs. So that wasn't making a difference. But this belly and these arms and this face fat, I was like, okay, we got a decision to make. And it was no judgment. It was like, either you're going to lose the weight once and for all, and the next time you get depressed and want to overeat or whatever the case is, you're not going to do it because you are an adult and you're in control of that. And you know the signs, and you know when you start craving sugar that you should be fixing a salad and getting a smoothie, and you can do all those things in moderation. So, number one, you're either going to get the weight off and keep the weight off forever, because I've gained and lost weight before, and I'm like, we're not going to keep doing the yo-yo. Like, your body doesn't even know what weight to be, what size to be. You're going to do that. Or option number two, option B, you're going to get fat. Like, just do it. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're going to be chubby, like, go all the way. Eat what you want. I mean, still keep working out, but like, don't feel bad about it. Don't feel stressed. Like, don't pretend to be dieting. Don't try to eat healthy. Just feed yourself, right? So I had to make a decision. And I got a little off topic with this story, but sometimes we just really have to make a decision. Like, my decision was lose the weight, keep it off, or get fat. Like, for real, just go all the way. Don't play in this middle area of like medium-sized, big bone, kind of chubby, a little extra poundage. Like, get fat. Get fat, girl. And I had to sit and I was like, huh, what do I want to do? Obviously, I wanted to lose the weight, but I knew that that would be extreme. I was going to have to do something different because my body just was not reacting the way it's reacted in the past as far as to exercise into a healthy diet. I was eating well and I was working out, and this weight was still on me from like a year and a half before. And I was like, well, I've never been heavy. And I wasn't really concerned about my health. That's not what it was. I was just like, is that what I want to look like? Is that the woman I want to become? And this is not a knock to anybody who's any size. This was my personal decision. And it would have been very selfish of me to make a decision about my diet and then to put all of it on a personal trainer. Like, yes, you can have help, but nobody's going to carry your baby, right? It would have been very, very selfish of me to tell my parents that they were going to be responsible for my weight loss. It would have been crazy for me to tell my friends or my coworkers that they needed to prepare my meals, make sure that they had healthy options, that the holiday parties and any other school functions needed to work around my goal. So I say all this to say that I was frustrated yesterday, and this lady keeps doing this, but it's fine because I am learning something from her. I'm learning that it's not okay to have a dream, to call yourself ambitious, to have all these ideas, to put it out into the atmosphere, or to pray, or put it into, not the atmosphere, people say universe, that's what I'm trying to say, to put it out into the universe, and then to abandon the responsibility. What? I told my friend yesterday, I'm tired of other people deciding to get pregnant and then making me the surrogate. No, ma'am, and no, sir. I have babies and dreams of my own. So, we got to look at that. First of all, you got to decide to hold people accountable for the ideas that they have. I'm so quick. I am like hype man 2.0. Like, you tell me you have a dream, a goal, a desire, I'm Googling how it's going to happen. I'm sending you references. I'm looking up, you know, and that really has drained me of energy. And maybe you've done the same thing, because what I realize is that, you know, as I'm taking all these steps to help someone else's dream come to pass, I really, more times than not, have realized that they're really not about that life. Like, some people just like the lip service. Some people just like to say out loud a fantasy that they have. Like, I have dreams and goals, but others have fantasies oftentimes. It's just something they want to sit back and talk about, think, or dream. Or they want to dictate what you should do to help them with their dream and with their goal. And again, that's no fault of their own. That's just how some people are. But I want to empower myself and to empower you that you get to make a decision whether or not you carry someone else's baby, because you probably have a baby of your own that you should be bringing to full term and delivering. Again, I hope my analogies make sense. They made so much sense to me. They made so much sense to me in my head. But let me just catch you up to those two goals. So as far as financial freedom, I'm $2,300 away from financial freedom, and I have money saved and money set aside, and I also have what's that thing called? Oh, I get paid, and we get a bonus on Friday. So on Friday, in 2 days, today's Wednesday, I'm recording this on Friday, your girl will be able to cancel out every debt. Oh my gosh. Do you know how big that is? I will share as soon as like everything's clear. It'll probably be in January that I make the podcast, but everything will be cleared within 2 to 3 business days, because I'm going to pay that bill on Friday. But as soon as everything is done, I'm going to walk you guys through the steps of my financial freedom, because now that... See, I'm saying it in present tense, but it's actually in future tense. I got two more days. But by the time you listen to this, maybe I'll be out of debt. So this is December 12th and my freedom day is December 14th. So anyway, after that day, I am about to shout from the hills, the hilltop, like how to get out of debt, how to remain positive if you're struggling in any area, but especially financially or emotionally, or, you know, in terms of feeling regret over past decisions. Like, I do believe that there is power in testimony. Like, there's power in saying what you've been through and what you've overcome, because as humans, our pain and our challenges, they connect us. We go through the same types of things. And so it's really important to share your process, but also share when you have made it over to the other side. So I will definitely stay tuned to that. I will definitely be sharing that. And then in terms of weight loss, so since that day that I made the decision to go ahead and lose the weight. I'm like, okay, girl, like, let's get cute. You know, you like bathing suits and you don't want to, you like to go shopping from time to time and buy cute things. You know, you think you're a model, you know, like there's just a look that I wanted. And I decided, you know, maybe in the future, I'll have a family and I'll have children, and who knows what the baby will do to my body. So while I'm single, let me live my best life as far as getting the best shape of my life for this point. You know, the right time is now. Don't put off things for tomorrow that you can get done today. So I decided to lose the weight to stay healthy. I can record a podcast about that also when I reach my goal. My goal is to slim down just a little bit more and tone. But in a nutshell, I cut out sugar and I have played with the keto diet back and forth. It really does work. It's just, it demands discipline. And as long as you have the food that is keto approved, it's not that you'll be hungry. You'll probably just miss the old sugary, carby food that you used to eat, but you won't be hungry. There's much that you can eat on keto. Many foods that you can eat. Okay, I think I made my point clear. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, it is 5 a.m. now, and I just wanted to use this time effectively. I feel like life's lessons are worth sharing, and I wanted to share that with you. I hope that as people are getting pregnant, back to the analogy, and asking you to be their surrogates, that you would make a choice that serves you best, because you have your own baby to carry. And until next time, if you don't do anything else, I want you to make sure that you grow. Bye-bye.